And this is Ken Kratzer on board the USS Wasp, and I have a chance to talk with Navy Chaplain, Lieutenant Commander Nathan Solomon. And, Commander, it's great to be here out on the Wasp and visit with you. Tell us a little bit about your career as a chaplain in the United States Navy.
Sure, Ken. First, it's a real pleasure to be, in New York at Fleet Week. The people in New York are really great, and they give us the opportunity to showcase what we do. So first, thank you to the people of New York. As a Navy chaplain, we serve the whole range of sea services, the Coast Guard, the Marine Corps, the Navy, and the Merchant Marines even. So we're spread across all the sea services. During my Navy career, I had the chance to serve the submarine community in Norfolk. I had a chance to serve a CB, a construction battalion, as well as work in Washington, D.C., and now I'm a chaplain for the 8th Marine Regiment out of Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.
Well, that's great, and thank you for your service. Now, tell us about, you're from the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship, and we know all of the chaplains work very closely together. Tell us a little bit how it works as you're representing different faiths to the military.
Sure. The Navy Chaplain Corps has what we call four core capabilities to provide, facilitate, care, and advise. Provision is what most people think of when they hear a chaplain, someone doing services. And I do services according to my faith group, like I would do in any church of my denomination. But the Navy, the government, requires me, and I'm excited to do it, to treat other faith groups as and their needs as seriously as I treat my own. So if you're Roman Catholic, it's my duty, for example, while we were deployed in Afghanistan last year, to work and coordinate and dig and scratch so I can get a priest out to our Marines in the field to celebrate the Mass as often as possible, to get a rabbi out for Passover for our Jewish Marines. And that facilitation is really an important part of what we do. We cooperate well with each other. Within the Chaplain Corps, every time we get together, it's like the start of a bad joke. It's a minister, a priest, and a rabbi get together, but we enjoy each other's company, and we, for the most part, work really well collegially.
And we know certainly on the ships, it's difficult to be everywhere on Sunday or Saturday for our Jewish friends. How is it to provide services when you can't be everywhere on the day when services are traditionally provided?
Ken, it's a great question. Best way I can explain it is last year deployed with 2nd Battalion 8th Marines to Northern Marsha, Afghanistan. We had more than 15 combat outposts and patrol bases in which we had Marines ranging from a couple of hundred to less than 10. Sunday was when I showed up, and I held services practically every day of the week. When I arrived at a PB, I would immediately go around, greet the Marines, and do a service, usually within half an hour. Because the pace of operations and the difficulty of getting around in Afghanistan, whether it was by foot patrol or convoy or helicopter, you just didn't know what was going to happen, so you had to take the opportunity whenever you arrived at a new position. So, literally, Sunday was every day of the week.
And thank you for serving overseas, representing us. How is it different? Is it different when you go to a combat zone, when you're providing religious services to the Marines and the Navy and the other military that you encounter? Is it different in a combat zone like Afghanistan?
It is different. Let me explain it this way. The foundation of how we deal with Marines and sailors and Coast Guardsmen is what we call deck plate ministry. Navy chaplaincy is not a chapel-based ministry. In Navy chaplaincy, we pride ourselves on being out among the Marines and sailors and Coast Guardsmen that we serve. So I ride on convoys. I stay at patrol bases. I work in the mess tent. Everywhere our Marines and sailors are, that's where I am. And that deck plate ministry, that ministry of presence, allows me to care for them in times of crisis. I don't show up only when something bad happens. I'm always there anyway. Hopefully as someone who's trusted, who is known to our Marines and sailors. So rather than being someone who puts themselves out in time of crisis, I'm the person who's already there, and I'm sought out in time of crisis.
Exactly. You've built relationships with those you serve by being there as often as you can. Now, just tell us a little bit about your decision to join the military as a chaplain and how it differs from what you may do as a minister in your civilian life.
Well, first off, I didn't plan to become a Navy chaplain. When I was in seminary, I was doing an internship as a minister to students in Knoxville, Tennessee, close to where I grew up. And one of my students was a Marine and who attended the church. And he told me several times that he thought I would make a good chaplain, and I kept gaffing him off. And finally, towards the end of the school year, he invited me to lunch, and I told him I'd meet him. And when we met, there was the Navy recruiter there with him. He had tricked me, but I gave it a go, and I found out I really, really, really liked being a part of the Navy Chaplain Corps.
How many years have you served in the Navy?
I went to chaplain school in 1999. The Navy has a great program called the CCPO, Chaplain Candidate Program Officer, in which while you're still training to be a minister, a priest, a rabbi, an imam, you can go to training and then serve on the job training during the summer months to get a feel to whether Navy chaplaincy is for you. So that was 1999. I came aboard as a reservist in 2002, and then after I finished graduate school, active duty in 2007.
Well, and just a final question. When you go back home and perhaps address a civilian congregation, what are some of the things that you highlight to the civilian world about your experiences in serving as a chaplain in the military?
That we need more chaplains. That we never have enough to meet the demand from the Navy and the Marine Corps and the Coast Guard. That the ministry is night and day different than the civilian parish. I deal with more crises and joys and fun things in 1 week than most civilian pastors deal with in a year. It is great ministry. I encourage people to check it out and to encourage young people within their congregations who are thinking about a call to ministry to seriously consider Navy chaplaincy.
That's great. And that is Chaplain Lieutenant Commander Nathan Solomon from Maryville, Tennessee. And, sir, on behalf of the 4 million members of the American Legion family, thank you for your service to our country.
Thanks, Ken. Really appreciate the opportunity.
And this is Ken Kratzer for Sons of the American Legion Radio aboard the USS Wasp.